A, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hello there, Michelle. It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. If you can answer, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello there, Michelle.
Who's this?
It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. We're the company dealing with your claim at the moment, you know, for the redress case.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, I believe we may have spoke earlier on, or maybe yesterday. We sent out a link for you around today earlier
on. I'm finding it quite difficult. I've got an iPhone, like one of these smartphones, but I find it quite difficult how to work them, and none of my sons are here to help me.
No, that's fine. With that, to be fair, Michelle, I know the documents of the day, it was kind of hard, to be fair, but with this one, if you click the link on your text, all you need to do is you scroll down the page a tiny little bit, and you'll see a box to sign, and just click one button.
I've got that this morning. Is that all it is? It's just a signature?
That's all it is.
Right,
just a signature and a blue box above it. Now, just before you do sign it, I need to explain just your funding options clearly. So, the three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application: you can apply yourself as a solicitor, you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where it's £2,000 paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, of course. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So you would obviously choose to go with a private agreement. But like I say, we've already discussed that with you, Michelle. It's just basically, if you win, it's 16% plus VAT. If you lose, there's absolutely no charge. Okay?
That's just a lot of legal jargon that you've basically gave to me. And I don't know one end of it to the next.
Yeah, what it's basically saying now, Michelle, is you can either do it yourself, where you'd need to go to all the children's homes you've been in and find out all the details and go to all the councils and do it yourself, or you can go through a government scheme where they pay £2,000.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off, Ben. If that's the case, I'm quite happy for you to go through it.
No, that's it. That's all making sure, Michelle. That's it, my love. That's all making sure. Just make sure you're happy to proceed. Now, this next thing you're going to sign is known as a Part 1 and 3. It lets us go and get your information for you. Okay?
I'm sorry, my dog's just gone off his head.
Don't worry about it. I'll leave you with it, Michelle. You just have a good go at it for me, okay?
Right, so on the link, it's just a signature you're looking for, Ben.
That's the one. So just scroll down a tiny little bit, and you'll see a blue button which says Execute Documents. If you go just below that, you'll see the box, and then you just need to click that blue button to execute.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I try to get my partner to do a lot of this for me, because I don't do well on the phone. And I have noticed that I've missed several phone calls and voicemails from you, and I'm going to have to speak to these people. This isn't fair.
No, that's fine. Like I say, you know me, Michelle. When you need a call, I can give you a call myself. That's better for you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm quite happy for my partner. We're 25 years together. We're not married, but we've been 25 years together in February.
That's fine. Let me see who's got as your beneficiary, because we could just start contacting for you.
Oh, no.
Daniel.
He's a lazy wee bugger.
Yeah, we've got Daniel, right? He's the one who does the phone stuff for you. He's not in sleep when I call, actually.
Yeah, I just said to him, because he's the youngest out the lot is.
Yeah.
His dad's a lot older than me, and then it's me, then his big brother, and then him. So I just thought it would be better to go to him, but he's really the wee swine.
No, that's understandable, my love. It's not a problem. So, like I say, in future, we'll contact. But I'll send you a quick message in future and see if you're obviously free or if you're with your partner. Like I say, if you just give this a good go after the call, and like I say, that should be done for you, okay? No worries, Michelle. It's pleasure as always, my love.
All right. Listen, the one thing, I'm sure I read some part on the link today that asked for bank details. I'm quite worried about giving my bank details over the phone.
Yes, you don't need to worry about that. So all you need to do, Michelle, is skip past part one, part two, and the third bit, which is clarified.
Okay.
All you need to do is sign the box and click the button. That's it. We don't need any bank details or anything like that.
All right.
Yet. Okay, love.
Oh, no, that's lovely.
All right,
no worries,
Michelle.
Okay. Thanks for getting back to me, Ben. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Thank you.